Hi, everybody. Welcome to Did You Hear What Chocolate Said? I'm your host, Sharon, the chocolate writer, also known as the chocolate girl, back again for day two on my everyday podcast month leading up to my anniversary of March the 1st. So I got another good one for you. This one's going to be a little lighthearted because we're going to talk about cars, something I really love. I love cars, so this is going to be fun. So let's get started talking about these cars. As I said, I love cars. I've been a car chick since as long as I can remember, spending over 25 years in the auto insurance industry. Also, nurtured my love of vehicles. I just love everything about it. I like to know everything about them, how they operate, what you can do to take care of them so that they last longer. All of that has always been something I've been very interested in. And I was just sitting around thinking, it's like, I wonder what the best cars were last year. You know, since the pandemic, the price of cars just shot up, right? And I know people are thinking we're coming out of the pandemic, and I'm just wondering, has that affected car sales in 2023? Are people starting to get back to buying cars, and are the prices going down? Just had me thinking about all that. So I thought I would look up and find out what were the top 25 cars sold in 2023. So I went and looked up the list from Car and Driver. You know, Car and Driver, that's that magazine. That's one of the most trusted magazines when it comes to cars and ratings and all of that. So according to Car and Driver, these are the top 25 vehicles that were sold in 2023. So you ready? 25, the Ford Escape. 24, Subaru Forester. 23, Mazda CX-5. That's an SUV. 22, Jeep Wrangler. The Jeep is still out there, y'all. 21, Subaru Crosstrek. 20, Subaru Outback. That's three Subarus already. 19, Toyota Highlander, that's an SUV. 18, Ford Explorer. 17, Honda Accord. 16, Honda Civic. 15, Hyundai Tucson, SUV. 14, the Chevy Equinox. All right, Chevy. 13, Toyota Corolla. 12, the Tesla Model 3. 11, Toyota Tacoma. 10, Jeep Grand Cherokee, the second Jeep. 9, the Nissan Rogue. 8, the Toyota Camry. 7, the GMC Sierra. 6, the Honda CR-V. 5, the Tesla Model Y. And 4, the Toyota RAV4. And pay attention to these last three. Number 3, the Dodge Ram Pickup. 2, Chevy Silverado. And the number 1, the Ford F-Series pickup truck. Number 1, with 750,789 units sold in 2023. Increase of 15% over the 2022 results. What's interesting is that the top 3 sellers are pickup trucks. In America, pickup trucks. That kind of hit me kind of weird. There's a lot of SUVs on this list, a lot of pickup trucks, a lot of crossovers, very few just large sedans. You've got the Tesla, a couple of Teslas on there, the Toyota Camry, the Honda Accord. Let me see. I said a couple of Teslas, Honda Accord, Toyota Corolla is on there. But that's pretty much the, I said the Honda Accord, a Honda Civic as well. But that's pretty much it as far as sedans are concerned. Which brings me to this. Remember a little while ago when Chevy decided that they were going to discontinue the Chevy Impala? As a Chevy girl, I was so angry The last Chevy that I bought was an Impala. I loved my Impala and wanted to get another one. They stopped manufacturing them. The reason they said was because consumers were no longer buying full-size vehicles. They were buying mid-size vehicles and SUVs and pickup trucks. So they discontinued the iconic Chevy Impala. They still make the Malibu, but to me, their design quality on the Malibu has fallen off. It's not a very pretty car anymore. They're putting most of their design into their SUVs because that's what people are buying. And of course, the Chevy Silverado. You know, I always said I wanted to get a pickup truck because I feel like if you have a pickup truck, you can always make money. Somebody always needs something moved. You can hook a blade up on the front of it and shovel snow at a fashion. Somebody will pay you to shovel their driveway or their parking lot. But I don't really want a pickup truck as my main vehicle. Now, I just discovered that my current vehicle, I'm about to pay that vehicle off in a few payments. And over the past year, I've been thinking, I'm going to get another car. I want to get another car because, you know, I've never owned an SUV. And I've always said I want to own an SUV. And I feel like even if you're a single person, you should have a backup vehicle. Especially in this day and age, because customer service at these car dealerships, it's just not very good anymore. You can rarely get loaner cars anymore. And so if I have to put my car in the shop, I need a vehicle to get around. And I'm not trying to get a rental from Enterprise. I'm just not trying to do that. So I'm thinking about getting another vehicle. And I'm looking at this list and I'm like, the top three are pickup trucks. I don't want a pickup truck. But the one vehicle that I do see on here that I was thinking about getting, you would be shocked because it's not an American car. Those of you who really know me know well, I love American cars. I'm a GM girl. I'm not a Ford person, but GM, I'm all about the GM vehicles, especially given where I'm raised, where I was born and raised in Ohio. Big GM state. But it is the Nissan Rogue SUV. I've been saying for the past year, that's going to be my next vehicle. That was number 9 on the list with 271,458 units sold, according to Car and Driver, in 2023. It increased 46% over its 2022 numbers. That is a huge jump. Now, here's the verdict that they gave it. The Rogue is comfy and competent, but many rivals are more compelling and offer more driving enjoyment. What's that compelling mean? Compelling. That's relative. It says the highs are that it's attractive from every angle, smooth riding, demeanor, and nicely appointed interior. The lows, not fun to drive. Pricey top level trim. Engine isn't as fuel efficient as advertised. Wow. That's what they said about this, the current Nissan Rogue. It's the 13th best compact SUV in the market. Some notable ones that are better than Nissan Rogue is the Honda CR-V, which is ranked number 1 as far as best compact SUVs. Mazda CX-50, Volkswagen T1, the Mazda CX-5, and the Ford Bronco Sport, all 5 of those are ranked higher than a Nissan. Well, I know a couple people who have the Nissan Rogue. Anyone who has it, ever since about 2017 or 18, they've all told me they love it. And for a mid-sized SUV, it's quite roomy to me. I know someone who just got one. They got I think it's a 2021, maybe? 20 or 21? I think it's a 21. and I rode in it. Oh, I love it. So I'm not sure about this not fun to drive and all the things that they said. I guess I'll have to keep an eye out for that. But anyway, that's the list for 2023. And then I'm going to let you know, out of this list, the Nissan Rogue and maybe, I wouldn't mind having that Jeep Grand Cherokee. That was ranked number 10 right behind the Rogue in terms of sales last year. 244,595 units sold. So it's about 30,000 fewer. I've never been a fan of Jeeps, but the latest Jeeps, they're looking pretty nice. They improved their light kit. And see, that's my thing. It's the trim. It's the lighting. It's the way the grill looks and all of that. All of that is important to me. I do not want to ride around the ugly car and people looking at me like, what is that she's driving? Mm-mm. It has to be pretty. So anyway, that's where I'm at with it. Either one of those two. I have to tell you, they're not my favorite cars, though. Let me tell you what my top three favorite cars of all time are. Okay? I would say three was that Chevy Impala. I had a 2000 Chevy Impala with the big round lights in the back. It was really, really, really nice. I love that car. Miss it. My second favorite car right now, it's a 2005 Dodge Magnum, believe it or not. They don't even make Magnums anymore. But I had a Dodge Magnum SXT, and I love that car. If I could get another one that was well taken care of, I'd go get it. If I could find one, I would get it. That car was amazing. But my favorite car is and has always been a Mercedes. I want that Mercedes SUV 450 XL. I think that's what it's called. 450 or something like that. XL 450. I want that one. That's the one I want. Sure, you know, anybody could just run and go get a Mercedes, right? Yeah, right. I better stick to the Chevy or maybe the Nissan. But anyway, what's your favorite car? Did it make the list of the 25? Let me know. Let me know. Also, when you're thinking about purchasing a car, what factors do you think about? You know, price is a factor, but the way it looks is a factor. Do you all still look at gas mileage? Because I do. Does it have to be high gas mileage, like for like the Prius, the Toyota Prius? No, it doesn't have to be that great of gas mileage, but dang, I do want to be competitive with the gas mileage, though. It has to be pretty. It has to be comfortable. You know, I'm a tall girl. I need room. I can't be all hunched up in my car, and I also want to feel safe. So that goes into it. I tend to like a lighter vehicle because they're easier to see. My current vehicle is white, and I was happy to get a white car. White or light silver, but I had a midnight blue car. Didn't worry about, you know, getting in accidents or anything, but white cars are more visible and they have fewer accidents according to the data. So that would probably be my color of choice with my next vehicle, another white vehicle. The price, of course, is a factor. I'm not trying to, you know, buy the farm with it. After all, it's a car. It's not a house. So I don't want my car payment to be as much as my mortgage would be. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we got to put some limits and some restraints on that. But again, I love a good car. I love talking about cars. I love reading about cars. I love going to look at and test drive vehicles. I'll go do that even if I'm not looking to buy a car, just because I want to see what's out there. And by the time I'm ready to buy, I'll know what I want. And that's what I'm looking forward to doing this time. So that's it for today's show. Very short and sweet to the point. We're just talking about cars today. I've had fun. Did you? Did you hear your favorite car on the list? If so, let me know down in the comments, because this will be posted on my Chocolate Writer page and Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook on Chocolate Writer, on Instagram at Chocolate Writer, on X at Chocolate Writer, and Threads at Chocolate Writer. My website, thechocolatewriter.com. You can go to my About page and look at my services. Contact me. Let me know how I can help you reach your customers out there. Specialize in writing and digital marketing. So give me a holler. Alrighty, so you'll see me soon driving around in my new car. I hope you all have a good rest of your day. And as always, I wish you love, peace, and chocolate.